This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at weightwatchers.com.
You're getting over a cold, Jody?
I sure am. This year's been a doozy.
And what are you drinking? What is that?
Well, I've got a mullein tea that I'm drinking, which is what's interesting. It's kind of like this noxious weed. And I love medicinal properties that come from just like weeds out there that we just disregard and we don't think of giving it a whole lot of credit. And mullein is just wonderful. It really opens up your airway, helps you breathe. And this time of year with all the colds, I'm so grateful.
Do you just find this? Is this a wild plant where you are in Colorado?
It is. This tea, I did not wildcraft myself. Although my sister has a number of tinctures with mullein and elderberry that she has from harvesting and so forth. But this is just a tea that, and actually it's like the actual plant itself I got in the dry format, and then I brewed it. And so it's a nice, rich tea, almost like a tincture in many ways, because it's just really highly concentrated.
Awesome. Welcome to another episode of the Radical Healing Podcast. I'm Jess Betancourt, your host, and my guest today is Jody Scott, and she's the founder and CEO of Green Goo. I love this name, a plant-based first aid and herbal wellness company built on generations of family farming and herbal knowledge. With a background in pre-med, health psychology, and psychoneuroimmunology, Jody blends science, nature, and lived experience to help people heal in more holistic ways. Her journey includes building, scaling, selling, buying back, and rebuilding Green Goo. Awesome. Giving her a uniquely honest perspective on resilience, healing, and what it really takes to build a values-driven brand. Jody is passionate about the skin as a healing organ, the power of plants, and empowering people to reconnect with their bodies and their health. Yes. Tell me, let's talk about the skin. Let's start there. Why the skin? Why is it so important? What can we do better?
Well, it's just so interesting because we think of our skin as just like this barrier, right? It's just the largest organ and it's just there to keep everything intact. And it's really interesting when you think about the skin and the nervous system were both developed through the same embryonic tissue. And when I got my master's in health psychology, specialized in psychoneuroimmunology, I really got to get the deep dive of the relationship of our nervous system, our immune system, and our psychology and our mindset. And as we started moving forward with Green Goo and feeling the difference of, one, avoiding chemicals, endocrine disruptors, and thinking about the things we wanted to avoid on our skin, but then also segue into, well, how do we want to nourish our skin? And then what does that feel like? And then starting to feel the literal difference when I would put Green Goo on from head to toe and just drink up that food for my skin, I started to, even just my own experience, to understand what it meant to nourish our skin in a different way. So then I started digging into the data more, and it's just phenomenal how our skin is rich in neurotransmitters. And it's basically our first line of defense. It is a signaling communication vehicle to tell the rest of our body what it needs to do. And we're just seeing more and more data that supports, you know, when we are mindful about what we put on our skin and how we nourish it and what we avoid, that we can have a positive nervous system response. Our cortisol goes down, our inflammation goes down, and then we have more clarity. And there's something to be said around when you have inflammation, you don't have clarity, you don't feel good, you feel foggy, you feel really down. And when you start to lean into that relationship, and then think about it in a different lens where you're nourishing it in a different way, it's incredible from a wellness longevity standpoint.
I can't believe this is like the first time I'm understanding it this way. Well, I've never heard it phrased like that or pointed out that the skin and the nervous system develop through the same embryonic tissue. This is a first for me, and it makes a lot of sense. And like, just imagine what goes into your skin influences the way you feel, not just how you smell or how hydrated you are, but how your brain is functioning.
100%.
Oh man. Well, and I think that this isn't really even talked about enough. You know, I live in here in Spain and there's so many artificial sprays and like the cosmetics counter makes me feel nauseous. And that's very telling of like my body, my nervous system is having like this visceral rejection response when I walk through these kinds of department places. But tell us, like, let's talk about some pain points about using types of toxins on our skins and the effects that those have on the nervous system or neurological adverse effects. Or can you, and sorry, a really long question. Can you tell us some things like specifically to really watch out for? Like, you do not want to put that on your body. Look for this
Absolutely.
ingredient. Yeah.
Well, when you think about like us in the first aid space where we started, it is rich in chemicals, paraben, petroleum, phthalates, forever chemicals, but they're in all of our
Forever
skin.
chemicals. What does that mean exactly?
Essentially, and it's really hard to avoid, but these are endocrine disruptors.
Mm-hmm.
And they're
And
pervasive.
clarify what that means. Sorry, for people who just don't, are like, what's an endocrine disruptor?
Yeah. So when your endocrine system is basically balancing your hormones, and your hormones are connected to your neurotransmitters, it's connected to, again, the things that you feel, let alone how that compromises, whether it's fertility or your cycle or depression, anxiety. And obviously it also can lead to oxidation, which then puts you to exposure of various diseases. And that just unlocks some of the things that we have in our DNA. So everyone may be different how they're going to respond to these forever chemicals, but it's going to ignite whatever is like underlining in your DNA blueprint to then therefore be exposed. And phthalates are so pervasive. They are the number one chemical produced in the world. And
Where
the
do they
U.S.
come from?
producing.
Sorry, I'm going to
That's a
interrupt
great
you left
question.
and right because I have a million questions.
I mean, they're in it. I mean, they're.
What's
It
the
can
origin
be
source?
like a
Oh, no,
synth.
it's
Well,
not.
they're
Sorry, go ahead.
man-made. Yeah, it's just
Okay.
a man-made chemical that is often used in packaging, and it's often used in fillers, various ingredients that are there to, you know, either fill the package or at some point people thought it was there to like stabilize a formula. And what's interesting too is like a lot of these are born from the Industrial Revolution and no one meant to hurt anyone. All of a sudden we had manufacturing, we were able to produce things in facilities, products, get them to people, but we didn't have the technology we have today. We didn't have the transportation. We sure didn't have Amazon, you know, so it took a long time to get to people's homes. And there was this notion that more volume meant more value. So it left opportunities for us to fill the container. And today we can get products to people's homes very quickly. And we're recognizing and understanding that these ingredients are harmful to us. We don't need them. Like,
We don't even need
there's just
them.
so much more awareness, and they compound. That's the other thing. Like, and this would be really interesting to just even do a whole segment on in terms of the forever chemicals, how they compound into your body. And so we have a long ways to go to start eliminating these ingredients. But what I find really important is that when you think about this journey and you can get overwhelmed, like, oh my gosh, I need to do all these things. I need to do all of them right. Right. We're all overwhelmed. It really just starts with avoid. Just avoid some of these ingredients when you can, as often as you can. And just by taking that initial step, you're going to be doing your body a service. And then when you can start leaning in and bringing in more nutrition, more antioxidants, more things that are going to fuel your body, then you now become in a position where you are starting to perform in a more optimal state, because you're not trying to suppress your system. You're not trying to override it. You're really trying to enhance it and complement what your body already knows to do.
Oh, like, give me all the information. What would you say are the top three forever chemicals to avoid? And I would love a clear definition of what forever chemicals like scare us.
You know, I don't know that I could give you exactly. I mean, I just put everything in the bucket of this is a forever chemical. So, but what I would encourage is if you're not sure if it's a forever chemical, look it up. Go, if there's an ingredient that you can't understand that's on a list, because there is so much stuff out there.
Does this just mean it doesn't break down? It doesn't have, it's not like a biological compound?
Yes, and it's like a toxic load.
It's the plastic of ingredients.
And that's important too, is packaging. When you think about forever chemicals leaching and phthalates leaching from packaging, it's not just the ingredients that you want to be cognizant of, it's also the packaging. And so there is value in glass, in aluminum. And of course, now we're starting to see that with water bottles and so forth, where we're reducing our plastic. You know, there is some argument that yes, something can be BPA free, but there still could be some forever chemicals that are associated with it. So they call them the PSAs. And so when you're thinking about if an ingredient falls in that camp, I would just look it up, because there's a lot out there. I wouldn't even be able to narrow it down for you.
Yeah, right. I know. It's just all the ones that are a bunch of consonants in a row that you can't pronounce, that maybe an ending or like a suffix or a prefix you can identify, and that's about it.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. If you wouldn't eat it, don't put it on you, is kind of my methodology. Yeah.
I literally wrote that down the other day for someone. I was like, if you can't eat it, don't wear it. That's like our mantra. And so a lot of the, or not a lot, most of the ingredients in our green goo products, you could literally eat them. Mm-hmm. And it's just so interesting when you start thinking about how your body can drink that up. And here's something really interesting. We started looking at we always like to look at the transdermal absorption on your skin. And very much, it's not just the ingredients that we use, but it's also the carrier. So when we first started making green goo, we were growing the herbs in our backyard. We were infusing them, drying them on old screen doors. And, you know, our whole kitchen was the production facility. Uh-huh. And to this day, we still do that. We still bring the plants to the manufacturing facility. We protect the integrity of the plants. You yield those high amounts of those medicinal properties. And so, and then the carrier oils are all plant-based, and beeswax is beautiful, has, you know, these bees, when you think about how bees function and their natural microbiome that's in there that complements our skin, and why you want to have these antifungal, anti-yeast, antimicrobial properties, but also are very complementary. And so we look at the transdermal absorption on your skin, and your armpit is like a totally different kind of tissue, right? You look at it and you're like, that's different. Well, it absorbs about 70% of what you put underneath it. And so we know today, right, we want to avoid aluminum in our armpit, but we also want to avoid, there's a number of other ingredients in deodorant that's not just aluminum that's harmful for us. Mm-hmm. And so at Green Goo, we started looking at, well, okay, that's great. We want to avoid certain things. But again, back to that mantra of like, how can we bring more nutrition in? We were like, our armpit is this like really cool portal. It is a nutritional portal that's next to our lymphatic system. Let's put more vitamins in there. So we put ginkgo biloba, echinacea, functional mushrooms, holy basil, vitamin
feeding
C,
the armpit,
and all this fun stuff to put under your armpit. And then all of a sudden your armpit starts changing how it operates. Like, it's not rejecting, it's actually absorbing, and now your whole pH changes. You're not smelling the same way. You're not sweating the same way.
Awesome.
So it's fun to think of like how you can work with this like amazing body that we have, outside of just things to avoid, but things to invite.
Oh, I love it. I've never thought of deodorant as food, as of like a feeding portal. That's so cool. I mean, I've removed horrible synthetic deodorants a long time ago, but this is like a next step. Functional mushrooms and adaptogens going into your body through your armpit portal. I love it. Let me see. What else do I want to know from you besides everything? Tell me. Yeah, go ahead.
I was gonna say, I have a fun acronym for you if you want to. This is a fun one for people to learn. That so in our house, my daughter's 14, and it can be incredibly overwhelming in terms of, you know, how do I have my wellness journey? And I'm being constantly inundated by whether it's activities or things that aren't going to serve you. So we have an acronym called Shaman. And this is like her North Star. So she can just easily calibrate throughout the day. And I find a lot of people that I speak with really align with this mantra. And so S is for sleep, adding to the sleep bank. So there'll be times where I can tell that she's starting to feel depleted. And I'm like, hey, have you been adding to the sleep bank? How's that looking for you? Because you can only deplete that so much. And then H is hydration. We are 98% water. We are water. We need to be drinking things that will serve us and not pulling that out. But that's not just what we drink. It's also what we eat. There are foods that are rich in hydration. When you think about, should I have the carrot or the potato chip? You know, all of a sudden you're like, oh, that carrot has hydration. That has properties to it. Your skincare, there's a lot of what people put on their skin and they are pulling the water out. And so just kind of thinking of yourself from that lens. A is antioxidants. And again, that's very much, should I have the potato chip or the, you know, yesterday it was cute. I was like, well, I'm going to, yes, and I'm going to have some carrots, some grapes, and I'm going to have a couple of these chips, you know, but the point was, is I took a moment to think about, is this serving me? Is this, and I leaned in more on the antioxidants because again, it can be so overwhelming with everything we're being inundated with. When you like open up that fridge and you're like, oh, antioxidants, I see those, boom, 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 I'm going to have that. And then M is mindfulness and really thinking about the relationship that mindfulness has in your wellness journey. And it's interesting today, especially when I started in psychoneuroimmunology, the data was very early. And today, and now it's fun, especially being in skincare, to see like the Journal of Dermatology is doing research with the Journal of Behavioral Medicine. And they're seeing that people who are suffering from eczema, if they practice small moments of meditation and mindfulness, they're actually seeing their eczema flare-ups improve because their lymphatic system is starting to respond in a positive way because there's less cortisol, there's less stress in the system, and it's starting to show up in the skin. And so I think oftentimes people think, well, if I don't meditate for 2 hours, I'm not doing the mindfulness work that everyone's talking about. False. You can do 30 seconds to 2 minutes multiple times throughout the day. And just by doing that consistently will have a compounding effect the same way someone's sitting and meditating for an hour or two. So what that means is look at the horizon. Watch the sunset, watch the sunrise, feel your feet on the ground, listen to the birds, take a couple deep breaths, rub your fingertips together. It's equitable. It's free. You just have to take the moment, take the choice. And then the next A is avoid. And, you know, this again.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
Really helps my daughter when you think about being inundated by certain things. Sometimes you can't do everything right, but if you just avoid, that's enough to keep that nervous system calmer. And sometimes it's not just avoid ingredients, it's avoid a situation, avoid a person. It's just not serving you. And giving yourself that permission to protect your energy and protect your space. And then the N, the last letter in shaman is N, and that is nature. And just getting out and having a moment in nature. And for my daughter, that means, should I scroll for 10 minutes or should I go outside and just take a quick walk? And I think oftentimes we forget how quick nature can reset us.
Totally. This is so wonderful and fun, and I can't wait to share it with my own kids. Perfect. I mean, I wouldn't even add or take away anything from that menu. And so simple, right? We really want things to be simple. And on that note, like, tell us why utilizing more plants for healing and care of our skin, especially, how does that actually serve us in having more simplicity in our lives in general?
Yes. So plants have this beautiful way of communicating with our bodies and the way our bodies were meant to be communicated with. It is not there. The plants do not suppress, but they more modulate, they more complement. And especially when you get a beautiful entourage of plants. So it's not just that we love calendula and plantain and yarrow. It's that we love all three of them together and how they work well at the wound site to increase the oxygen, increase the wound, the skin repair component, and also slow down the bleeding, and how that all is synergistic. And then protecting the integrity of the plant the same way we want to protect the integrity of our own cellular activity. And so plants have been around for a lot longer than we have, according to data. And the data, I mean, this is, we really are bringing forward time-honored traditions. This isn't a new concept. It's just now we have the science to really prove and support why plants can do what they can do. And they're gentler. So I think, you know, again, kind of going back to first aid, where we really wanted to disrupt and change it. First aid was like, you numb the wound area. You really put a lot of alcohol on it so that you dry it out. And these were kind of common practices. You mask the feeling, or you get a temporary relief, but then you end up having the long-term side effects. And plants are just very different from that. They stimulate the body's response without overriding it, and very complementary to the systems all working together, and without the long-term effects. And what's interesting, I always tell people, like, green goo probably goes against sort of a capitalism CPG, because the more you use green goo, the less you need it, because your body is working in an optimal state. And then when your body is working in an optimal state, you actually feel the difference. So, like, I do this thing called the Sanctuary Sunday, and I will butter up. I will put whichever salve. Maybe I want the pain relief because I want to manage inflammation, or I'll do the skin repair, which is one of my favorites. It's super hydrating. And I'll put on my bathrobe, and I just let my skin drink it up. And I make it a very intentional 30 minutes. Maybe I'm reading, maybe I'm sitting outside just listening to nature, having a visit with my daughter. Drink it up. And then maybe it's the end of the day, and then I, you know, get ready for bed, or it's the start of my day. And I literally feel different. And when you start to have that relationship with your body, you will seek it out because it's so good.
Yeah. It's such a, I'm always like looking for the natural buzz, natural high. I like to like head change, you know, which I don't know if you've listened to earlier episodes of my podcast, but it's like all about replacing alcohol use and like these stimulants and smoking and these type of quick fix things that then carry over into lifestyle habits. And then before you know it, you're like immersed in the, in a toxicity world where you don't mean to be, but the drive is the same. It's like, you want to feel good, but you're not reaching for, or the inclination isn't to go for something that's nourishing. It's like something that's familiar. So if somebody is looking to change their habits, but they're maybe like this, I can think of some people in my life too who are like, yeah, that sounds great, but like, that's for you. Do you, have you met these people?
All the time.
Okay. They're like, that sounds great and good for you. But how might we invite more of those people into sampling what it actually feels like? Because I'm like, I subscribe to everything you're saying, like you're preaching to the choir with me. But I know there's people who like really deserve and want to feel holistically better. And maybe plants is the missing element for them because they consistently choose products that are synthetic or name brand, or they've been, you know, Colgate, I've been using it since I was a kid, or whatever their stories are. Wine and Coke and cigarettes and things, and they really want and crave something more holistic and simple, but they don't know where to begin. How might you approach somebody like that, or extend them a small ritual or something that they could sample so that they kind of get turned on in a way that feels in alignment with them?
Well, and so much I want to unpack in that.
I know. I'm
so good. So good. I mean, you know, not a great fact, but fact is chronic skin conditions are at an all-time high. And I get more and more customers that come to me that just say, everything was fine. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I just got eczema and I can't understand why. And then I tried everything over the counter and nothing worked in prescription. And I'm here at a last ditch effort. And by the way, I don't even believe in plant-based, but I heard through the grapevine that you've got something that works. So I'm willing to give it a try. And, you know, great news is we've had really great results. I add to this because our skin is communicating to us. We don't need to wait until that point to start that journey. And avoiding ingredients is probably the number one starting point. You don't have to do everything right. You don't have to know like which ingredient is trending, which thing you should be doing more of. If you can just start avoiding, you know, the PSAs, or, you know, the forever chemicals, the phthalates, the paraben, the petroleum, starting there and reading your labels and finding simpler food to bring in as a result of just saying I'm avoiding certain ingredients, you will start to feel the difference. And then you start wanting more of that because you're like, this is what it feels like to have clarity. Think about like you stop eating sugar. If you've ever tried this where you, and then you just kind of like have a sugar day where, you know, you've like exceeded your allotted sugar. And the next day you're like, I have a sugar hangover. I feel horrible, you know? And the good part is you'll start to recognize that pattern in terms of connecting that awareness, because awareness is like half the battle in terms of making those decisions. And I will say, I do work a lot with people who are struggling with like food recovery issues, where they have had just a really negative relationship with food and they've tried a lot of different things. And this brings me back to like, okay, what's the power to avoiding? Like how do you really feel in that moment that you can avoid something? And I really believe it's presence. The more you can just get present and in the moment, you will be less persuaded by the things that the whole world is inundating you with, whether it is the chemicals in the food, or, you know, the fast food, or the phone scrolling that also has an impact on our nervous system. When you just get present, you're aware of your body, you're aware of the good things around you that you want more of. And that in itself is a practice. But once you start practicing presence, then you can kind of like field these things. And so I distill it down to that and invite that exploration, because it's been really cool to see how it's empowered someone with like a food addiction, for example, and how they've been able to navigate where they've tried a lot of different things. And then just by getting present, they're like, wow, I know when I'm full. Wow, I don't really want that advertisement on TV told me to go Grubhub some food, and I actually don't want that, because you're not looking for like that next fix, that next thing in that like vicious cycle.
It is the hungry ghost situation.
Truly.
Something that really helped me get present, presence and awareness are super crucial to transforming non-helpful habits, I'll call them, whether that's with food or with alcohol or with cigarettes. But what I did is I made like a cute little bag, or I had a cute little bag, like a cosmetics bag, and I put like a nice hand lotion and a chapstick and some mint in there. And when I would get fidgety or feel that like nervousness, anxiety feeling that would make me feel like I wanted to smoke a cigarette or drink or like eat the rest of the candy that was in the cabinet, you know, I would just like play with that bag for a little bit, putting lotion on my hands or like putting chapstick on. Something me and my sisters do is we put like clear chapstick around our eyes. So it's like vitamin E chapstick, and just do like a few minutes of that, you know, have a mint and just like chill out, because it gives you something physical to do, right? It's like a
That's
fidget
beautiful.
Kit or like a fidget spinner. But then you feel, you're like, I smell good. Why would I go smoke right now? You know, like I feel fresher, cleaner. I just needed something, you know, and it gives you like a physical action, a change of state. You're using your physiology and scent and sight. And it really helped me personally like re-engage with present time instead of spiraling out of control with some story that I needed something.
I absolutely love that. Like, you took in psychoneuroimmunology and put it in this nice little sachet and just leaned into that. That was beautiful, because that's exactly what a lot of these like mental fitness exercises do to get you present, is just leaning into your senses. Get out of your head and like get into your body. And smell is one of those best ways, which is, you know, where a lot of these marketing agencies are, you know, not doing a service, because they're trying to get us to buy things that, you know, smell good and they have the harmful ingredients. And so like what you just did, nailed it in terms of having something that really serves you in a healthy way to get present, taste, the smell, the feeling in your body. That's awesome. I'm going to definitely replicate that. Thank you.
it. You're welcome.
Next time I'm on the plane and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have my little baggie there and just get present. That's
Yeah, my
beautiful.
little five senses bag.
Yes, five senses bag. That's great.
With green goo stuff in
Definitely have some green
it.
goo in there. Might matter of fact, maybe I will even just curate something that's like very specific to like a little presents bag. I love that
Presents,
with the
yeah,
goo.
presents purse or something. Even I don't
Yes.
know if your daughter sews. Like if I said I was doing this, my daughter would be like, "Oh, I'm gonna make the bags, make them
Yeah,
more artisanal."
100%.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I love it. Tell us where people can buy Green Goo and where they can find you.
Yes, greengoo.com and Amazon. Those are the best places to find all of the beautiful products. And then you can find me there as well. You can email me at jody@greengoo.com. I love, 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 love talking to customers and helping them out. And then LinkedIn as well, Jody A. Scott. And please don't hesitate to reach out. I love to talk about not just the products, but how I can add value to your entire wellness journey.
Yeah, you sound more like a coach also than just a proprietor or a creator of products. You have
I
like
think
a holistic service, it sounds like.
we feel very, very committed. Matter of fact, my sister just started an Ayurvedic and acupuncture class, and we were just talking about like really the undercurrent for us is healers, and we just feel very passionate about it. And Green Goo just happens to be one aspect of that holistic journey and how we can serve others to just really enrich their lives. Make the most of just this beautiful beings and help our bodies in that process and also have a positive impact on the environment and each other.
I have one more question for you, which I just feel curious about. Do you come from a lineage of healers or medicine women or herbalists, or is this something you came into on your own?
My mom was a nurse, but I would say that generally speaking, no. However, we really believe that there is more healing in our family than has really been talked about. We come from a military family, which is interesting. And that's always been the conversation is, the service component, which is awesome and beautiful. But I think there's an undercurrent of healers through the generations because that is where my mom, my sister, and I feel the most connected. So perhaps.
Just because it's not on the Rickon record, the written record, or on a plaque on the wall doesn't mean that it doesn't exist somewhere in your
Agreed.
lineage or past lives or your
Exactly.
karma. Yeah, I feel like there's a rise of this right now. All the conversations I've had recently are about what really feels like a soul calling that is of more of like an ancient wisdom revival coming forward. So
Yes.
we're riding this wave of this, and it feels really exciting. And I love your shaman acronym. I'm going to take that into my evening when I go pick up my kids.
There you go. I love it. Well, thank you for spreading goodness and just bringing conversations like this out and making them available for people in this special sacred container so that they can then just live a more authentic life with plants, with purpose, and with presence.
Thank you. That is really what I'm up to, is like what has worked for people, what can be more accessible to people. Let's demystify things that seem weird or strange, because they really aren't. They're like deeply healing and connect us to each other and to a greater sense of the world. We're not these little like consuming robots like we have been trained to believe. Yeah, thank you so much for
Thank
being
you.
here. Yeah, it was great to talk to
Yes.
you. Do you ship internationally, or is
We
it?
do.
Oh,
Yes.
do
We do. You can
you?
go
Wow,
straight to our
awesome.
website, and if for any reason it doesn't, process through, just email us and we're frequently shipping to other countries. So, and hopefully we'll
Cool.
have a system soon that's like a dot, AU dot EU. And so that's definitely in the works.
Wow, so you're expanding as well.
Yes, very much
Amazing.
so.
Oh.
Maybe we'll, and one
Thank
thing I would love to
you.
do, everything's manufactured in the US, but we are exploring, some opportunities where when we do expand into other areas, perhaps there's some manufacturing opportunities in other countries as well.
So cool. Well, maybe we can revisit and have another episode on like integral branding, you know, like creating holistic and integration in the field of business and service, especially as female entrepreneurs. I think that that's a really important conversation also.
I would love that.
Cool. Jody, it's been a pleasure.
Thank
It's
you.
so fun to meet you.
Yes.
I'm going to go look at green goo.
You too. Have a beautiful one, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Go check out Green Goo online, connect with Jody, and we will be back with another episode next week.